5 Arizona cities seem to be doing a good job of using information technology to help them run better. The Center for Digital Government puts out the Digital City Survey by ranking the top 10 cities in 4 population-based categories. Phoenix and Mesa come in at number 6 and 10, respectively, among the biggest cities. Scottsdale is ranked 5th, Avondale 1st, and Marana 6th in their categories. Todd Sander is the executive director of the Center for Digital Government.
What really constitutes a digital city for purposes of our survey is one where the elected and appointed leaders are in sync with their community and the needs and expectations. And in those communities, technology is viewed as a strategic solution to improve government service and not simply an expense to be cut. And that really is what differentiates the leaders and the winners that we recognize from maybe some other cities or jurisdictions.
In general, how are cities doing as far as using technology to improve things?
They're doing pretty well. In fact, what we see, particularly in the cities that we rank the highest, is a recognition that technology is really part of the solution, particularly during difficult economic times. It's a way to better balance resources and better meet community demands, even at a time when it's hard to find the money to do everything that needs to be done.
So several Arizona cities made your list, and you break your list down by population. So one Arizona city came in each of these categories, and I'm wondering if there's anything that these cities all had in common, or were each of them ranked well for doing different things?
They're each doing different things, but one of the things that they have in common, and I think one of the things that makes Arizona a little bit special, particularly this year, is the level of collaboration and cooperation that's taking place amongst the jurisdictions. One of the things that we see when we get a spread of cities across population categories doing well like this is the fact that they're talking to each other, they're sharing with each other, and they're learning from each other. And I think that's really taking place in Arizona right now. In addition to the city survey, we also do a county survey each year. And that's true of Maricopa County is, you know, engaged with them too. So there's a real regional approach to good government and the use of technology to support government going on in the Phoenix Valley.
Are the things that bigger cities like Phoenix and Mesa are doing different than smaller cities like, for example, Marana is doing?
You might think so, but it's not really true. A lot of it is the same. It's using information technology to help elected leaders make better decisions. It's engaging the public in the process of government, irrespective of the community size. It's opening up the processes of government so that they're open and they're transparent. It's, you know, making data available to citizens. Those things are pretty consistent across all population categories.
When you talk about cities sort of using data and helping to use technology to make government run more smoothly, can you give me some examples of how cities are doing that?
Well, I think a lot of what we saw and a lot of what our judges really liked about the Phoenix Valley cities is the way they're using technology to support their planning processes. So there's some good examples we saw there. There's a number of things taking place in the public safety arena around kind of smart policing and safer neighborhoods. Even from an efficiency standpoint, there's a lot of good things going on with improvements to document management and process management, making that more efficient and making it easier for people to do business with government electronically.
Todd Sander is executive director of the Center for Digital Government. Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.